The next level up, which is very, very low and will always weaken you, is 30, is guilt. Feeling guilty. The emotion that accompanies it is blame. The God view is one of God as vindictive. God is punishing. And the life view is one of life is evil. There's something wrong with life. The next level up is one that's called 50. And this level is the emotion that accompanies that is despair. So that apathy and despair go together. The God view is one of God as condemning. And the life view is that life is hopeless. There's not much that we can do. The next level up is 75, which still weakens us. It's grief. The emotion is regret. God's view is disdainful. And the life view is one of tragic. Life is tragic. We are now moving to 100, which is called fear. And the emotion that accompanies fear is anxiety. The God view is one of punitive. God is punishing. And life view, frightening. Life is frightening. Now we move up to 125, what he calls desire. And the emotion that accompanies that is craving. Always wanting to get someplace else. The life view is one of life is disappointing. And the God view is denial, denying. Now we move to 150. We are still at emotions and thoughts that you have that will weaken you. At 150, the emotion that accompanies it is hate. The life view is that life is antagonistic. And the God view is that God is vengeful. We are now moving closer to that which will strengthen us, to something called pride. Pride. And the emotion that accompanies pride is called scorn. The life view is that life is very demanding. And the God view is that God is indifferent. Doesn't care one way or the other. Now we move to 200. We are now making a distinction between being able to recognize truth from falsehood. This is called courage. And the emotion that accompanies courage is affirmation, affirming, life is affirming. The life view is that it is feasible. And the God view is that God is permitting. God allows us. All right. Now we move to 250. We are now talking about emotions and thoughts which strengthen us. We have moved from force. The ones that I've just described up to 200 represent what he calls force. And I'm going to make a distinction here very shortly between the qualities of force versus the qualities that empower. What does it mean to be in a state of force? What happens? And what does it mean to be in a state of power? But I'd like to go through the rest of this map of consciousness. At 250, trust is the emotion. Neutrality is the level of thought. The life view is life is satisfactory, and that the view of God is that God is enabling. God enables us. We move now to 310, what he calls willingness. Willingness. Whereas the emotion of willingness is something called optimism, an optimistic view of life. The life view is that life is hopeful. And the God view is that God is inspiring. Now we have moved from God being despising and vindictive and punitive and vengeful and indifferent and permitting and enabling to now God is inspiring. At 350, acceptance, the emotion is forgiveness. I accept and I forgive. The life view is that life is harmonious, and the God view is that God is merciful. Mercy. We now move to 400, where very, very few people ever get to, called reason. The emotion of reason is understanding. The life view is that life is meaningful. There's a meaning to all of this. And the God view is that God is not only merciful and inspiring, but God is wise. Wisdom comes with knowing God. Now we move to 500, which we're talking about a handful of people. The level is called love. The emotion is reverence. The life view is that life is benign, non-cancerous, non-debilitating. And the God view is that God is loving. At 540, the level of joy, where there is sadness, let me bring joy, remember. The emotion is serenity, a sense of just being serene in life. The life view is that life is complete. I am complete. And the God view is that all is one. All is one. At 600, the level of peace, the emotion is bliss. So it's not just serenity, but it's bliss, which is that wonderful, great, good feeling, continuous.